baby. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Bompton, Compton, California. Put your hands together for the Ball Smack Top Soy. Whoa. A lot of love. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, you're too kind, you're too kind. What it do, people? Once again, live from Compton, California, it's the Ball Smack Top Soil. Kissing babies and shaking hands, man. You know, just doing it the way it's supposed to be done and handling this business right here, you understand me? I'd like to welcome y'all to the Top Mac Nigga Show, where we discuss the ins and outs and the bits and pieces you need to know about the Mac game and how to just increase your influence over them bitches in your life, you understand me? Man, it's a great day, man. I'm feeling good. I'm in the studio, man. I was looking forward to come down here and just, you know, flow and glow for the peoples out there listening. Man, today, man, I had the good-ass lunch down at Modica's Deli on Ocean Boulevard down there in downtown Long Beach, across the street from the Walters, man, eating out on the terrace, man, like a real motherfucker supposed to do it. Y'all motherfuckers need to go check that out if you in the Los Angeles area or some shit like that. They cool peoples, man. The owner there, that's a cool motherfucker. Okay, that nigga Tony, that's a cool motherfucker. Tell Tony, if you go down there, you say, hey, Tony, the Ball Smack told me to come down here and, you know, you show me some love. He show you some love for me. Yeah. Anyway, like I said, the Top Mac Nigga Show is just here to bless you. We just here to sprinkle with you with some of this game. And hopefully you could take some of the words spoken here and apply it to something in your life and make it work for you, you know. Today, we got like two emails, you know, from some of the people out there that be checking out the Ball Smack Topsoil. We got two emails. We got one from a broad and one from a nigga. Uh-huh. Now, this female, she got a good one. I'ma love to share that with y'all. And let me go to this first. The Top Mac Nigga Show is brought to you by Ball Smack Clothing. You can check out Ball Smack Clothing at ballsmackclothing.com. Go through there, check us out. We got some good flavors for you. Actually, my store been down for a minute. You know, a motherfucker hacked into my shit. I had to get that shit fixed and all kind of shit. Man, I can't believe that. Motherfuckers hating on the Ball Smack. I can't believe it. But, you know, having haters is a good thing, though, really. Let me retract that. Having haters is a good thing, because if you ain't got no motherfucking haters, you ain't really doing shit. You feel me? Now, you can email us questions or anything. Send us pictures. Ladies out there, if you want to do that, want to send the Ball Smack pictures, you could send that to ballsmacknosislive@gmail.com. ballsmacknosislive@gmail.com. And, you know, all your questions, anything, send it there. All right, Cole. We got my nigga Cole in the house, man, on the engineering. Cole, what's up, nigga? Yeah. Okay. I got two emails. Let me go into this. The first one, okay, is from a female who, I guess she's a reader of the blog, topmacnigga.blogspot.com, the blog. She is a reader. You can actually go there and check it out, see the comment in the question went something like this. She want to know how to get money from a nigga without seeming like a hoe. She want to know how to get money from a nigga without seeming like a hoe. Now, that right there kind of presents a problem for me because, see, personally, I really don't think hoeing is bad. You know what I'm saying? Because as I look around society, I just see so many forms of hoeing that really hoeing is really an acceptable thing. You feel me? Because, I mean, on a certain level, the beautiful African-American businesswoman in the office of the building or whatever with the white boss is really kind of there because, you know, her pulchritude is strong and she got ass, and it's a beautiful thing to have ass around your office, you understand me? And, you know, she's getting paid for just bringing the ass to the office. You feel me? And that's a form of hoeing, you know. So, really, when you want to get money from a motherfucker, I mean, there's so many trick-ass niggas out there, it's ridiculous. There's only a few niggas that really stand up and observe rules and regulations and flip the game on these bitches out here and get shit from bitches. Bitches really in a position to just break niggas, and you really should be breaking niggas if you can. You know what I mean? Hey, bitch could just ask a nigga for the fucking money and nigga probably give it to her. You know what I'm saying? Most times, I mean, shit. You know, fuck it. Just ask a nigga. Like, nigga, let me get this much money, nigga. You know, I bet you that nigga probably give it to you. Trick ass motherfucker. You know? But you could ask a nigga. Fuck it. You know? You know what I'm saying? And even if you gotta go out with a nigga, fuck it. Go out with a nigga. Fuck it. Let him pay. Fuck it. You know. Shit. Bitches I know just be breaking niggas. Shit. You understand me? Now, this other email, right? This is from a nigga, young nigga, and his situation goes something like this. And you know, this is a delicate one right here. This is a delicate one. Now let me spit this. Okay, he didn't leave his name either. Now he say he got a bitch. He love his bitch, right? He say he got kicked out of his mama house because his mama didn't like the bitch, right? So he live with this bitch and her family, you feel me? You know, because she still live at home too. So he live with this bitch and her family, right? You know? And his car, he had some car trouble, so he have to drive his bitch car, you know, drop her off at work and pick her up and shit like that, while living with this bitch at her family's house. You feel me? Now he say his bitch is treating him shitty and he don't know what to do. You feel me? Now, he also, like, included some photos of himself and his bitch, right? And, man, this is an average-looking bitch. You understand me? And even if this bitch was a dime, this is some sucker shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay, he want to know what to do. His bitch treat him shitty. He live with his bitch at his bitch family house. And he say his bitch treating him shitty. She don't want to fuck. She don't want to fuck him. She talking shit, you know. This is some sucker shit, really. But, you know, hey, man, I'm sensitive to the issues and whatnot. you need to move home. You feel me? Start from scratch. You understand me? Stack your paper and make a move to get your own shit, nigga. That's what the fuck you need to do. Because see, let me tell you something. You don't live with no bitch at the bitch family house, man. What the fuck is going on, man? Some bullshit, man. Unless you motherfucking homeless and have no way to go, nigga. And then when you get in that scenario right there, shit that bad, nigga, you need to have 3 jobs, nigga. You don't even need to motherfucking sleep, nigga. You need to do all money and get the fuck out of there. Hell nah, ain't no bitch gonna give you no motherfucking respect. You live with her at her mama motherfucking house. And you gotta use that bitch car, nigga. You crazy, nigga. Nigga, I bet you bet not be late picking that bitch up from work, huh? That bitch be talking big old shit. Fucking weenie ass motherfuckers, boy, I tell you, man. Send me this bullshit. Nigga, go home, nigga. Shit. All right. That's the 2 emails that we got. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think the first one, you know, baby girl need to just put her inhibitions aside and just break a motherfucker if that's what she really want to do. Because there's plenty of motherfuckers out there. Go for that bullshit, man. I'm telling you, man. I could point you at the motherfuckers if you don't know how to see them. Now, let me see. I wanted to retouch on the 13 laws that I dropped in the last episode of the Top Mac Nigga Show, the 13 laws. On that last law, on being crispy, I meant to include in there that motherfuckers need to be well-groomed. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers need to be smelling good at all times. You know what I'm saying? You really need to be up on your fragrances, man. You need to flip them fragrances. You need to be knowing how to be smelling lovely for bitches. You feel me? Bitches love to motherfuckers smell a motherfucker to smell good, man. Hey, man, that's a key right there, motherfucker. A lot of motherfuckers around this motherfucker be stinking and shit, man. You know. Now, also, you know, pedicures and manicures and shit, man, that's good shit right there. You know what I'm saying? I done pulled a lot of bitches out the nail shop, man. I be in the nail shop getting my motherfucking manicure, nigga, and bitches is in there happy and a motherfucker talking about, I wish my dude would come in here and do this, man. I can't believe it. And I be like, is that right, baby girl? You understand me? Conversation start. Next thing you know, I'm taking somebody, bitch. You feel me? Real spit, nigga. Manicures and pedicures is a good thing, man. Bitches be looking at your fingernails, man. And if your fingernails clean, man, your hands is clean, nigga. Shit. I got a lot of motherfuckers who hate the ball smack top. So it's a lot of motherfuckers that read my blog that, you know, they don't like me, man. They think I'm against black people and, you know, I ain't got no bitches or whatever. What, you know, motherfuckers be hating me, man. And like I said, you know, haters is good. So, you know, that's all good. But there's a lot of bitches out there that get mad and they say that, you know, I'm unnecessarily misogynistic and, you know, all this bullshit, man. These bitches, you know, a lot of these, you know, intelligent bitches and shit, you know, talking shit, right? And, you know, that's cool. But what's funny to me is, like, a lot of bitches, well, most bitches, it's just really hypocrites about this Mac shit, you understand me? Because, see, what be happening is bitches be macking. And it's cool for them to mac. And then, now let me show you how bitches be macking. You feel me? This is a typical bitch. The look good. A typical bitch. The look good. This is what this bitch will do. Okay. A bitch will have a main dude, a main nigga, right? Who she love and she be fucking, and you know, that's the main dude. She fuck him, right? But then a bitch, 9 times out of 10, is gonna have these other subordinate type of friend niggas that's like, they don't fuck, but they hang her, you know, they call her and shit, and they have all these phone conversations and be talking to the bitch and shit. You know, she probably got like about 5 or 6 of them motherfuckers, right? They like in the friend zone and shit with the bitch, like in orbit around the bitch while she fucked the main dude, right? But then accept phone calls and chit chat with all these other motherfuckers. And also, these motherfuckers be tricking this shit, too. Be wanting to take the bitch out. Be wanting to buy the bitch shit and, you know, cry on the shoulder ass nigga for when she mad at the main dude and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, these niggas is around. And see, they know about the main dude. She let them know about the main dude. You know, so they know and shit, right? They know, you know. He's my friend and shit. You know what I'm saying? See, that's all bullshit. See, that's macking. See what I'm saying? That's a bitch macking. You see what I'm saying? And see, these other subordinate niggas keep the bitch confidence boosted up for the main nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because any one of them niggas might get the call to move up to the top spot. But really, can't none of them niggas get the top spot, and probably none of them niggas gonna get to fuck the bitch either. You know what I'm saying? So, see, bitches be macking. And see, them niggas, they be taking a bitch out on dates and shit and all this and shit, all while knowing she got a main nigga, all the while hoping they gonna steal the bitch. And, you know, it's all a game orchestrated by the bitch. It's macking. But it's unfocused macking. It's not, like, focused macking, but it's a subtle, subliminal macking. But it's macking. Okay. Now, real macking is the same motherfucking thing. It's that. Except for it's focused. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a main bitch. And then the subordinate bitches. And then, you know, hey, real macking ain't fucking everybody all the time. Because that's, you know, you rationing it out dick. According to motherfucking good deeds that the bitch is doing. You feel me? And so, you know, if you're running your macking right, it's the same fucking shit. Except for your shit is more focused. You know what I'm saying? And the bitches live in hypocrisy of, you know, these are my friends. You know? But it's really macking. See? You just have to recognize game. It's a lot of you bitches out there listening to this right now, know you running that motherfucking program right there on motherfuckers, and you laugh and shit with your homegirls when you run that shit too. Shit is funny. Yeah. Oh yeah, I want to give a shout out to my peoples, the motherfucking DJ M-Walk out there in I think niggas is in France. Or I think niggas is in France at the Jazz Cafe in France, man. I don't know what city and shit, but, you know, he said that's the spot they be going to. So if M-Walk, you know you listening, nigga, what's up, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Bump this shit at one of them shows before them y'all motherfuckers go on. You know, M-Walk out there with the Far Side doing this thing. Far Side, you know? The cool peoples, I fuck with them. Blew a lot of purple with them niggas. Just like I'm about to put some fire on this purple in this motherfucker right now. For sure. Okay. So we discussed bitches macking. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to touch on another issue flowing into this one. And this one is about your check a bitch ability. Yo, check a bitch ability. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, what I'm talking about is the ability to check a bitch as soon as the bitch get out of line, right? Check a bitch as soon as she get out of line. As soon as she say some slick shit, you gotta respond immediately with some slick shit. See, that's one of the esoteric things about Mac, and you gotta be able to respond to a bitch without thinking, damn near spiritual level. You just need to clown that bitch right back as soon as she say that shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to check a bitch. You feel me? Now, let me give you an example of checking a bitch. Now, this is a nice example. This ain't even an elaborate checking a bitch example. But let me just run through this. Now, you know the ball smack top soil done just been through a gang of bitches, right? So my bitches is all out there. I done fuck with so many bitches that all hot events and shit in L.A. or some shit, man. I'm going to see one of my ex-bitches probably. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of them bitches is confident, fly-ass bitches that think they the shit, pumpkin-head-ass bitches. So a bitch will walk up to me and be like, what's up, boss? How you doing? I'll be like, yeah, I'm doing good and shit. You know, everything's gravy, lovely and shit. Yeah, I seen your girl. She got a nice weave. I'm like, nah, baby girl, that's not no weave. That's real hair, baby. That's real hair. But, you know, you looking kind of good. Nice to see you. I see you maintaining, doing your thing. Yeah, well, you know. You see, the bitch is disturbed because, see, she threw that bullshit out there, and then I threw that bullshit back in her motherfucking face, motherfucking punk bitch. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man, you got to be able to check a bitch with the motherfucking quickness. Soon as she say some slick shit, you got to say it back. Let me tell you. If you let a bitch say some slick shit to you and you fail to respond, see, in that bitch mind, she knows she just clowned you. So she like, okay, let me deduct some points off of this nigga fucking manhood level. And she gonna keep deducting them points, saying slick shit, till pretty soon she's saying slick shit in front of your motherfucking friends and family. Have you ever been around a weenie-ass motherfucker and seen his bitch just talking all kind of shit in front of friends and family, and you know that bitch needed to have her motherfucking head slapped the fuck off right there, or grab that bitch up under the arm and usher that bitch to the back room and smash that bitch up against the motherfucking wall, motherfuckers disrespecting the motherfucker? Niggas be lacking check a bitch ability, man. Man, matter of fact, I don't even like, really, you know, I'ma tell you, man, if you know, I was around a motherfucker and I saw his bitch do him like that, man, I think very lowly of a motherfucker that accept that bullshit from a bitch. Cause, you know, that's denoting some type of weakness in your fucking character, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially when a bitch is just all out of line, just doing the shit just because she can do it and you wanna show out in front of mother. Man, god damn. Boy, I tell you, man. Cold these motherfuckers. Man, I'm getting emotional in this motherfucker, man. But anyway, I have a segment on my blog every Monday. Check a bitch Monday. Check a bitch Monday on my blog. You can go check that shit out, nigga. I'll be on there, nigga. I'll show you every kind of way to check a bitch, man. Because, man, bitches do shit to you to fuck with you continuously. And they want to see how well you could check their ass, man. You know, bitches tell me they like the way I told them to shut the fuck up, bitch. They like that shit. Bitch pussy got kind of tingled when I said the shit to the bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, a lot of y'all niggas out there is soft, and y'all dealing with some bitches with some way out thoughts, and you gonna get your ass ran the fuck over, broke, motherfucking wanna commit suicide behind her motherfucking punk ass. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, stay tuned on the blog, because I'm a do some shit about where I talk about how motherfuckers kill they self behind they bitch. How a motherfucker kill his own self behind a bitch slow. You feel me? Y'all need to check that out. Let's see. Remember, you know, make a donation to the Ball Smack Topsoil, you know, and whoever make the highest donation, we gonna give away some Ball Smack clothing. You know, we gonna let you get some free gear. Well, it's not really free, but you know, we letting you get some gear and shit. It's hot, you know what I'm saying? So check that out. That's flavorful. Get involved, motherfucker. We like to thank everybody out there that's making the Top Mac Nigga Show successful. Man, I'm telling you, man, we got motherfuckers out there feeling that Mac shit, man. I'm telling you, man. And if you out there listening and you feeling this Mac shit, man, you know it's all good. Keep checking out the Ball Smack Topsoil. We're gonna be dropping these at least once a week a show. You know what I'm saying? And we bringing Nathan But Good Game. Like I said, it's all good. I want to give a shout out to the Linwood High School football team and shit. I hope they get their shit together. Shout out to Compton High School, the Compton High School football team, and you know, y'all niggas get it done. All right, it's the Ball Smack Topsoil. Thank you for joining us. It's a lovely thing. Check us out next time, cause it's gonna be extra flavorful. We gonna discuss how niggas need to start out with a bitch out there. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.